Chapter 4. It wasn't a pretty church. No old brick and stained glass claiming its dignified space, like in the big Catholic churches. The one-way tabernacle building was cement block, plain and simple, introduced by a hand-painted sign and a metal door opening directly to the city sidewalk. But its heart was its beauty, filled to overflowing with compassion and love. "There are no strangers here," Reverend Jennings was fond of saying, and in the time that Nona had spent there, she had found that to be true, thankfully. They gave everything they had and asked for nothing in return. The Reverend and the church elders had welcomed each of them off the buses, and when they ran out of homes for them to stay, they made the church basement as accommodating as they could. Rows of mattresses and blankets lined the floor, on both sides of the clothesline draped with sheets to separate the women's space from the men's. One bathroom for 11 women and virtually no privacy, but Nona was not complaining. There was nowhere near the amount of housing needed for the thousands of Southerners recruited to work in the war factories. To the Detroit and surrounding area factories, the arsenal of democracy, they were essential, but there weren't enough places for them to live, or places for them to eat, or transportation to work, or tolerance. The resulting stress had found its limit. Negroes protested unfair conditions with a bumping campaign. Dynamite, Life magazine called it, looking for a place to explode. Detonations had begun on Belle Isle and moved to Woodward Avenue, and soon hundreds were rioting. The church was outside the most dangerous area, but Nona had blocks to walk to get the bus to Willow Run. It was a small bus, and whites boarded first. To be sure to get a seat, Nona needed to leave the church at 4:30 to be the first Negro there. She hurried along the sidewalk as the sun began inching back the shadows from the buildings lining her route. The Reverend's warning not to walk alone was well meant, but Nona decided that wearing trousers and work shoes and moving quickly would have to be protection enough. Waiting for others and taking a chance on not getting on the bus was not an option. Being late to work could cost her job, a chance she was not willing to take.